Just some international news now. It also affects us as well. There's been general shock following the Ethiopian plane crash that left 157 people dead at the weekend. Now, the plane crash near the Ethiopian capital, Addis Ababa, there has been varied reaction to what happened, with some, including our own Comair, grounding its Boeing 737 MAX 8 planes. However, the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration has declined to order airlines to ground their MAX 8. So there seems to be a little bit of problem with this. On the line is somebody you would know from, I think, of Mango Airlines many years ago, aviation consultant Hein Kaiser. Hein, good afternoon. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Ray. Sure, you make me sound quite old, eh?
It's been a few years, Hein, it has, I tell you. Now, listen, for an airline to ground some of its planes, I mean, this could be financially devastating. Are airlines insured against this? It looks like the United States, they're a little bit reluctant.
You know, I think certainly in the case of South Africa and many other airlines, it has been a voluntary grounding at this time. And it is done, I suppose, from one perspective, from a reputational perspective, and to ensure that there's consumer confidence after a very tragic event like that. So from a reputational point of view, I think it's a very good thing until the aircraft gets the all clear. But from a commercial perspective, the picture might not be that rosy. If you think about the cost of ownership, cost of operation, and the potential revenue loss that you have if you don't have fleet to replace it, where you potentially have to either condense your schedule, or certainly cancel flights, there is a very real commercial, opportunity cost to this. And over and above that, aviation is not all bells and whistles and printing money. The margins are extremely tight. So it definitely comes with very substantial financial implications.
Yeah. Okay. You weren't you at Mango not so long ago. I'm just joking with you. I promise. When it comes to insurance, I mean, are you guys insured against stuff like this?
One can insure against many things, but you can't really insure against the loss of revenue when you voluntarily ground your fleet. So it is a loss that you have to take. Insurance is normally about the airframe, your engines, passenger insurance, insuring against losses in that instance. But you can't really insure against a commercial loss like that. So it really is something you have to take that hit.
You would know this. I mean, would the flight recorder have given an accurate picture of what happens? I mean, could they take that data and say, right, the Boeing 737 is a problem?
It's very difficult to speculate on that because you don't know what the condition of the flight recorder is, or even if they've recovered it in one piece. So I think that's something that the investigators would over time be able to tell. It would be impossible to speculate about that.
Reports say the plane, and I was listening to Eyewitness News this morning, reports saying the plane flying awkwardly through the sky. The pitch was fluctuating. How regular are checks carried out?
Aviation has an unbelievably strict maintenance regime. There are various different checks. Before any aircraft is dispatched, it is also double checked for any faults or errors. So the regime is intense, and safety is always the number one priority for absolutely every airline. Notwithstanding, having said that, things can go wrong, but it is quite rare.
Yeah. The U.S. declining to ground flights for now. China, they've got their no-nonsense approach. They basically said last night, so something like this happens, it's game over for you for a while. Is the U.S. wrong in what they are saying, or is it just because they just don't know?
At this time, it might be very early to tell, Ray. You know, when something tragic like this happens, everybody looks for answers. And the lowest, or I suppose the quickest common denominator would be to, in some instances, ground the fleet, or in others, look for the facts or try and see why this happened or make assumptions without, I suppose, scaring the entire universe. So it would just be a different approach that everybody takes in terms of how they want to deal with it. You know, it's one incident, I suppose, from a very cold perspective, hurts the entire industry and confidence in the industry. It is a very sad thing, and it impacts everyone because aviation is like one giant family.